The government of Ivory Coast President Laurent Gbagbo has told the United Nations and French peacekeeping missions to leave the country, escalating a dispute over last month's elections. The West African country has been in turmoil since a November 28 election in which Gbagbo claimed victory with backing from the nation's top legal body, rejecting as fraudulent results showing he lost to rival Alassane Ouattara. The UN also certified election results showing Ouattara as the winner. The dispute turned violent when pro-Ouattara marchers clashed with security forces on Thursday, leaving at least 20 people dead. On Friday, UN Chief Ban Ki-moon, along with French President Nicolas Sarkozy, renewed their calls for Gbagbo to cede power.
The efforts of Laurent Gbagbo and his supporters to retain power and flout the public will cannot be allowed to stand. I call on him to step down and allow his elected successor to assume office without further hindrance.
Now, Gbagbo has ordered all UN peacekeepers to leave the country immediately for not remaining neutral in the political dispute. About 800 UN peacekeepers have been protecting the compound where Ouattara is trying to govern the West African nation. Earlier on Saturday, the UN said six masked assailants opened fire at the UN base in the country. No one from the UN was harmed in the attack. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.